Right now, we're going to eulogize a radio giant. It was Saturday morning that I got the news when I woke up from several P1s who had emailed me or tweeted me the story of the passing of the great Art Bell. He passed away at the age of 72. He died on Friday night, Friday the 13th. And I consider Art Bell a mentor of mine. As you know, here on this station, once or twice a year, I will host June's Coast to Coast. Well, Art Bell is the original Coast to Coaster. He started a paranormal-themed radio program called Coast to Coast AM, which was syndicated on hundreds of radio stations across North America. At its height, he had 10 million listeners. It was a wildly popular overnight show. And since we get up early to do our show, a lot of times driving in, or if, say, we're driving to a remote and I had 30 minutes or an hour to listen, I would listen to Art, and I absolutely loved his show. You may have never heard the show, but maybe you're familiar with his voice because we've played over the years a lot of Art Bell drops.
East of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello. Wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
That's the one we never could figure out. What was a wild card
20
line?
20 packs a day. Yeah, that's a bit of genius. The wild card line.
Didn't know where you were calling.
No. They couldn't triangulate that one.
He would split the callers up. They were either east of the Rockies, west of the Rockies, first time caller line, or the wild card line.
Wild
card line, you're on the air.
I always cracked us up. And it was such a perfect overnight show.
Yes.
Because if you're driving along the road and you're listening to this, and even as ridiculous as some of the guests were, it made you at least think about the possibility of whatever they were saying may have been true.
And, you know, on White Elephant Day last December, I had the 10 to noon shift, and I did June's Coast to Coast. And while some of it I thought was fine, the feeling I had when I came to the end of the show was that doesn't work during the daylight hours.
Right. It's a nighttime thing.
It has to be at night. Mm-hmm. And that's why it felt out of place to me. By the way, the compound is coming up soon, so we'll do a nighttime version of Coast to Coast that will be dedicated to Art Bell, my mentor. Mm-hmm. But the show focused on the paranormal, so it focused on UFOs or Bigfoot or lots of conspiracy theories, Area 51, just you name it. Art would get into it, and the beauty of Art was that he never belittled anybody who brought a story to the show or any guest that he had on. His mind was open to anything.
Yeah.
And I love the topics that they dealt with. Well, one of the guys that broke the news of Art Bell's passing was George Norrie. Now, in 2003, Art semi-retired from Coast to Coast AM.
For a very weird reason. You remember this?
What was the reason?
It was something he was
about
under...
his son or something?
No. It was... He wouldn't give you the full details, but his life was in danger.
That's right.
And he had to retire. He had to go into hiding. And that's when George Norrie started taking over.
He knew too much.
Yes. And so Norrie was, I believe, the weekend host of Coast to Coast AM. So he took over, and Art did occasional weekend shows, and he kept a presence, but he turned it over to George. Well, I guess they didn't get along all that well, but it was George Norrie on Coast to Coast Friday, Saturday morning, who broke the news, and this is what it sounded like, and you'll also hear his producer jump in.
We're getting reports, and we have been over the last 30-some minutes, that Art Bell has died. I'm trying to get my composure here, folks. You know, Art and I were not that close. We had our differences. But he was one of those instrumental in me being where I am right now.
But I know, even with your differences, that you guys always kept the audience in mind, and you still do. And so that was a common thread that you guys had together.
God, he just had his second little baby.
Yeah,
I know.
Gosh. Whoa.
Yeah, Art passed away at the age of 72 and just had a baby.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, after seeing a picture, his wife was younger and from a much different place in the world.
He was married four times.
Oh.
He had a wild life, on and off the air. And so George Norrie broke the news to all the Art Bell fans out there. And I know a lot of people believe that I should one day succeed George Norrie. I don't want to make this segment about me. So let's keep it on Art Bell.
Okay.
Let's keep it on Art Bell, please. And so, very sad, and it caused a lot of people over the weekend to start looking back at the great career of Art Bell and his, the magical broadcasting that he would do. And there's just something extra magical about a nighttime radio talk show. You know, I've always said that my favorite personality, my favorite show was the old Larry King overnight show. That when I was in high school and college, I would listen to that thing all night. I just loved Larry King overnight. And there's radio is a very personal medium. It's even more personal, I think, at night.
Yeah.
There's just something very intimate about it. Well, Art not only hosted Coast to Coast AM, but he then jumped to Sirius and hosted a show on Sirius XM, but that only lasted 6 weeks. He said that he got into some technical and contractual problems with them, so he quit that. Then in 2015, he brought a show to the air called Midnight in the Desert. He always broadcast from somewhere in Nevada. I believe he lived in Pahrump, Nevada, or Nevada, and he called it. You would hear him identify himself. We're broadcasting from the high desert from the Kingdom of Nye.
Yeah. Hit that guy with the real deep voice who would intro him. And now, from the Kingdom of Nye, here is Art Bell.
And so he had this massive studio set up in his desert home on the high desert of Nevada.
That's the way to do it.
It's the way to do it. And he would have crazy guests and crazy callers. Now, this is about a two-minute clip. Some of it's a little hard to understand, but if you fight through it, you'll hear a lot of Art at the end. He gets a call, and this is, again, the beauty of Art. He would not, you know, immediately hang up on a caller or belittle a caller. He would ride it out, and he would try to figure out the message of the caller. Well, this caller claims to be in a plane flying over Area 51 in New Mexico.
I want to get this safety right down here about 1,000 feet. And we're going to see if there's any UFOs or anything out here, what's going on.
Listen, I think you're making a mistake.
Well, sir, I might be, you know, but, you know, our tax dollars pay for all this. And these boys, they've been hiding everything under all this black project and all this great funding and all this kind of thing.
Hold it. Don't you think that we have a right to national security secrets?
I think we have, not really, because you know they have these J-11 and J-15 satellites up there, and the Russians, they know what we're doing, and the Chinese, they've got satellites down here, that they know what's going on. The only thing that don't know what's going on is the silent folk like me and you, and us common folk got a right to know, because we're funding all this. Hold on there, I'm getting down on the deck. I'm going in, I'm getting down here, you ain't gonna get me. I'm a damn veteran, you ain't gonna get me there. They didn't get me over there, they're not going to get me over here now. Looks like some kind of rail gun coming up out of that elevator, that flat area over there that the doors opened up. It's got some kind of a weird-looking barrel on it with a light. And, oh, hell, they're doing something. They're shooting at me now. Oh, God. No, baby, I'm going in. I think I'm going in.
Hold on.
Huh. Well, I'm not sure what we just heard. All I can tell you is I got a fax that read, Art, answer the wildcard line. My boyfriend is in a small plane north of Las Vegas and ready to fly into Area 51. He's been trying to call you by cell phone.
Gosh. That's so fake. Thing I've ever heard in my life.
It is not fake. That sounded legit to me. Fake.
But yeah, Art will always go along with it. And that's the thing. Two questions about it. Did he? I don't think he really bought into these things, but on the air, he went along with them just to... for the sake of presentation. That's my theory. And I wonder just how... I think he was such a cult figure Like, if I asked my family members, okay, who is Art Bell? I don't think they'd have any idea. They'd know who Rush Limbaugh was. Don't you think he was more cult than, you know, universally known?
Sure, anybody hosting an overnight paranormal radio show is going to be more cult figure.
Yeah.
By the way, Area 51 in Nevada. I said New Mexico. I was confusing it with Roswell. Another very interesting place, by the way. My favorite Art Bell story. My favorite Art Bell story from listening to him was getting in the car one morning, and I turned on the Art Bell show driving into work, like, you know, whatever, 4:30 a.m. And the first thing I heard was Art's guest, caller, I believe, finishing a story, and the caller said, "So, you know, then I realized that it was kind of an out-of-body experience, and I wasn't exactly sure, but I had seen these people that I hadn't seen for 30 years. And then there was a long pause, and Art said, "Clearly, you were time traveling."
Clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah.
You were time traveling.
Obvious.
Anything was a possibility for Art.
Yeah.
Well, he sounded like he smoked about 12 packs a day, and apparently he did. He had serious lung issues. Couldn't breathe because he had smoked so much his entire life. That final wife that he had, four of four, who just bore his latest child, he was 72. He married her when she was 22 years ago.
Mazel, mazel.
Filipino national.
Yeah, he moved to the Philippines for a while.
Yeah.
In order to get her. Kingdom of Nine.
To get away from the government, I think.
Yeah, he moved to the Philippines to wait till she was legal. And then brought her over.
Art Bell, I'll have you guys show him some respect because he was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2008.
Okay.
He's a legend.
Okay, but shouldn't we have a little bit of problem with Art Bell due to the fact that wasn't he the guy that started the whole, I guess, conspiracy leeching into the mainstream, and now we've gotten to where we're post-fact now because everybody believes in conspiracies? And
I think he did it responsibly.
As opposed to Alex Jones?
Right. I think Art did it in a
loving
responsible,
way.
Loving way. Where I never felt like Art was full of hate. Where Alex Jones is full of hate.
Well, he didn't make it political.
Right.
Art didn't seem very political.
Right. He had fun with UFO conspiracy theories, and he branched out to political conspiracy theories, but he never made you angry when he talked about it.
Angry?
Angry.
Got a fax that said, "Art, answer the wild card."
I want that on a t-shirt. I got a fax that said, "Art, answer the wild card line." That's all I want.
Such a genius. So very sad news over the weekend. My coast-to-coast mentor, Art Bell, passes away at the age of 72 on Friday the 13th. Or did he pass away? Did the government finally get him? Did they finally silence him? We'll explore this topic as we devote an entire June's coast-to-coast show at the compound to Art Bell. I don't want to make this segment about me, though.
Oh, okay.
This is about Art.
All right.
But I'm going to be hosting that show at the compound. But it's not about me.